This is HPR episode 2922 entitled, Star Drifter RPG Playtest Part 08, and is part of the series, Tabletop Gaming. It is hosted by Lost and Bronx, and is about 33 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Lost and Bronx and Friends playtest a new, original RPG system. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, also known as David Collins Rivera. Welcome to part 8 of the Star Drifter role-playing game playtest. Today we have Taj, Bryn, and X1101. Last time, I was still confused by my own rules. The player characters got into a bit of a firefight with some unknown individuals who were probably not space hobos. They were able to retreat to their rented boat, and they were able to cut off any immediate pursuit. So, let's jump right into this episode.
You guys are able to beat a hasty retreat, and if you leave the exterior door open and not shut it, this thing can't be cycled again.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. You make it back to your little boat. You're able to close the exterior door on the little boat. Cycle your airlock on the boat, and you're safely on your boat.
Well, guys, what now?
That went well.
That is definitely one way to look at it, yes.
I didn't die. That went well.
Nobody died. Nobody died.
Got close. So how do I recover?
All right. Healing is essentially time will do it, or first off, you can't heal any stamina until your hit points heal back up. Normal healing, 24 hours of rest. Otherwise, someone with a med kit can heal you up.
I have medico and a med kit.
Okay, then you are able to do that. Let me go to rules for that.
I also have that.
I have rules. Okay, all right. So whoever, figure out between the two of you who's got the better one, and the worse one try it first, then the better one try it.
Well, my medic was 12.
Okay. If he's successful, then there's nothing more you can do. But if he fails, the one with the better one can then try.
Mine's 18, so I think that's worse.
No, it's better.
No, that's your skill level.
That is your, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, it's.
Yeah, it's not what you rolled. It's what your skill level is. Okay.
So I should try it first.
Yeah, I'm at 18.
Okay, you try it first. Okay.
Yes. Then. Oh, and I have a med kit, which gives you +2?
Yes, on the hit points. So roll a skill check, successful skill check. Medico.
It says +2 for skill checks and +1 hit points.
Correct. So okay. Whatever your skill is, add 2 to that right now.
So that would put me to 14. I rolled a 9.
Okay, no problem. Now roll a 1d4.
2.
2 plus 1 for the med kit itself. So that's a total of 3 hit points that you get back immediately.
Okay, so do I have to get all my hit points back to stop losing them?
No, you are not losing. Were you at 0?
No. Oh, no.
0 hit points, not stamina. Then you're not losing anything. So you just get these points back, and tomorrow someone can try to heal you up again, or you can rest and just get it back normally. It depends on what you guys want to do. So do you want to go? You can go right back in again right now if you want to.
I think we should probably rest to come up with a game plan for sure.
Remember, you do have 2 weeks to pull this off. Oh, 2 weeks minus a day and a half at this stage, because a whole day passed and it took time to get out here. But you do have time before your contract expires.
Yeah, that was really bad luck all around.
Well, we got provisions, so we could just hang out in this boat. Couldn't we just hang around here?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. You've rented the boat for a week, so you can hang out here. This thing has more than enough air and water and life support for that amount of time. More than enough. You could stay out here a month at least.
I'll go ahead and unjam that frequency and listen.
Okay. Once you do, it's silent for a while, but then you do hear someone pop on. Hello, hello, hello. Anybody? Anybody? Hello? And bit by bit, they come back. It's almost as if maybe they switched to another channel. Some of them did, some of them didn't. The idea being that if a channel was jammed, maybe there was a protocol in place to switch to another channel, but not all of them did.
So if some of them are on the other channel, can I figure out what that one is?
Yeah. Oh, you can basically roll a die for that one as well. No minuses.
Okay, I have a... What is that? I have a 17. I rolled a 16.
Yes, you just did it. You're able to find they have two channels, as far as you can tell. It's probably not more than that. Whoever has the comm probably can set any channel they want arbitrarily, but these two seem to be the only two that they have. And if you had to guess, you think maybe the comm is acting as some sort of local network. But yeah, you can listen in.
Okay.
Okay. How much time do you guys want to hang out here? First off, the amount of time will determine how much you learn.
Well, I know both Bryn and I need to heal up, so...
First off, if you only took stamina, you get one stamina point back for every 5 minutes of rest. You're just shrugging it off. You're a hero. You're shrugging it off, okay? If it went down into hit points, that will need to be either healed with the medico skill or through 24 hours of rest for a point. And if you heal up to your stamina, you can then rest and get the rest of stamina back.
Yeah, I still need two more hit points.
I only need one to get all my hit points back. So the 24 hours, do you automatically get a hit point back?
If you're resting, yes, you do.
So I could just rest and be back to normal tomorrow, because after that comes back, you know, whatever, I had 6 stamina, that'd be 30 minutes. I would be back to normal.
Yeah. Bryn, tomorrow you'll get a point back. You'll be within a point. Someone can heal you. Even the basic medico will give you that point back. And then it's just an hour or two or whatever, a few minutes to get your stamina back. So if you guys wanted to hang out for a day, within a day, and then another application of the medico skill, you should all be up to snuff as far as I know, right? No one else was hurt, I don't think, right?
Nope.
That is a thing you can do.
If we want to do that, I would like to search the ship during that time to see if there's anything I can improvise some explosives out of.
The ship, you mean the boat?
Yes, I'm sorry, the boat.
Yes. The ship is out there, and you can search that too if you want to go out there in your basic vac suit.
Do we want to stay a day, or do we want to wait maybe 2 days and kind of listen to the traffic and maybe come up with a plan based on that?
I think we should do what you just said.
And then, you know, if we want to, we can go scavenge from the surface of the ship and see what we can come up with.
I was just going to search the boat, not the ship. The boat for anything that I could put together to make things go boom.
So I think what we finally came down to is we're going to take a day to rest and monitor. And then we're probably going to take another day to monitor just to see 2 days, kind of get a full rotation to see what we can find out.
So during that 2 days, I want to scrounge around and see if I can make anything in the general likeness of a bomb.
Okay.
Engineering general. That is the closest thing I've got.
I would think that an engineer probably could take some sort of pressurized canister of something. We'll say it's not oxygen because you probably want to conserve that. Probably can get a backup of a pressurized canister of something that could go off like a grenade, one of the listed grenades. Say that that's a possibility, but I will need your engineering role.
There are grenades listed? Oh, mini grenades. Oh, I guess I know what else I'm buying.
Mini grenades, they are there. However, I'm not going to ask you for your role right now. I'm going to ask you for it when you go to use it. How's that?
So I might have a bomb, and it might work the way I want it to.
You've got something. You've got a canister with duct tape on it, so that's what you've got. If it works properly, it should be just fine. It should stand in for a nice grenade there. So there you go. You made yourself a grenade. How about that?
I was actually hoping to make something with some kind of timer on it, but if what we can do is a grenade, what we can do is a grenade.
It might be possible to do something with a timer. That, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a second roll for that, and that you'll be able to tell right away if that's going to work. You don't know about the bomb until you try it, but the timer part you can test over and over and over until you get it right. So that you can roll right now. If you give me a plain thing, we'll say there's, who knows? I mean, there's tons of equipment on board something like this, and you can cannibalize something that would have some sort of timer display on it that you probably do. So give me a straight up engineering roll. If you're able to manage that, then you're able to do it to your own satisfaction.
So after some fiddling, I do seem to get what appears to be a timer down correctly.
Okay. So
engineering is 18. I rolled a 12.
Yeah. It's no problem at all. You got it.
So guys, I made something that I think is a bomb, and it's got a timer on it. I was thinking we could put that back the way we came in and then go in somewhere else. You know, the whole distraction thing.
It's not a bad idea. I wonder what we hear over the 2 days. Maybe that'll help make a decision.
Over the course of that 2 days, first off, I'm not going to have you bother rolling. You'll end up healed up. Everybody who is hurt, you're fully healed by now. It's downtime. We're not worried about that. In that whole time, you never, you know, using the sensors, Bryn, you'd be able to tell on using the boat sensors, no one ever comes out. Certainly no one shoots at you, or you don't even get any sensors, like a sensor wash. You don't get anything like that either. No radar, no anything that you can tell. Not that you have super sensitive equipment on this boat, but even standard equipment doesn't show any kind of activity from this ship. So that's one thing. Listening to this chatter, I assume you put it on a loudspeaker so everybody can hear both channels at the same time. That wouldn't be hard, you know, throughout the ship. Everybody's listening to this. Over the course of time, it becomes clear this is another company, kind of like you guys. They've clearly been hired. They're under a contract. There's a lot more of them than you. There is a woman who's in charge. You hear her voice again and again, and I'll give you her name because it is mentioned. Her name is Jillian. That's all anyone ever refers to her as. She does appear to be in charge, and she's kind of a martinet. She's constantly berating these characters to work harder, to do their jobs, whatever it is, whatever job she gets, she snaps at them a lot. You get the distinct impression that they are searching for something, something small. And they have been here for quite a while. In fact, percent dice. No, not quite. I was going to yeah, nobody's grumbling about leaving just yet. Not yet. But you get the impression they have been here for a while, possibly weeks, and which could account for the amount of disassembly that you have seen. What it is they're looking for, you're not sure. You just know that it's got to be very small, and they have not found it. There's a lot of speculation as to who you guys are. You hear chatter back and forth. They think you're security hired by the dealership here. You get the impression that they were surprised when those guys walked through, started carrying their weapons as a matter of course after that. And now they're pretty certain that those guys have sent some security in to get rid of them. So they're thinking time is of the essence here. So she keeps screaming at them, screaming sometimes at them, get their effing jobs done. That is what you hear.
Do we get a sense of, do they ever report what areas have been, have not been searched or where they're looking or anything like that?
You hear different people talking about where they are at the time. But that does seem to vary over the course of time. They don't mention specifically what sections they have worked on, but you think if you're listening at a particular point, you might be able to figure out where everybody is because they do report in to each other. The one thing you do note is that they have welded that airlock shut, and Jillian has ordered the other airlocks to be welded shut as well. But that is going to take some time. This is on the second day. This is after an awful lot of confusion and deliberation. This is on the second day after everybody's feeling good.
Hey folks, our contract does say we have 2 weeks to get them out. So there isn't any reason other than the fact that we've, you know, had some words and, more importantly, bullets exchanged. Is there any reason we can't just let them take it? We technically do our job, and we don't have to shoot more, you know, semi-honest folk making a semi-honest living just like us.
Everybody roll, this is your intelligence equal to or less.
Okay.
I fail.
Ugh, Margo fails.
Success.
Oh, altering the my ballistic shield. So yeah.
Margo was asleep with a 19. The one success is the only one that matters, really, ultimately.
I rolled a 2.
A 2, that's great, actually. That's really good. Anybody who is paying attention, and of course you'll inform the others, a date keeps getting bantered around as to their deadline. It's a week after yours. They have 3 weeks to finish their contract. You only have 2.
Well, I answered that. Okay. So you said that they talked about they welded 20 shut.
They welded 20 shut, and they're talking about welding the rest.
Have they come back and said, okay, 11 shut, or 11's done, 8's done, anything like that?
She has been telling people to start working, and she has told a couple of guys apparently working in engineering to work on ones in engineering, which would be, you see, emergency airlocks on either side of the four section there. That's way in deck 1C, the top section.
Any indication of where they're staged?
Well, those guys have to be there.
No.
Clearly, if they're working there.
No, I mean where Jillian is staged. Does she ever say, come
no,
back?
No, she seems to be moving around. She seems to be moving around, supervising, you know, micromanaging type, you know, the exact kind of manager we all hate.
Okay. I'm thinking obviously we're not going to get back into 20. I think we should go to the aft and enter in the engine room, if we're planning to re-enter, that is.
I kind of like Lyle's idea to a certain extent. Like, we could go in and be like, look, here's the deal. If you guys are gone in 2 weeks, our job is done. You're like us. Let's help you find this thing and let's get this done.
Okay. If you don't, I say we don't go in and say that. I say we contact them and do that.
But yes, for sure.
Once we
yeah.
do that, they know we're listening in.
Yeah, and we could totally...
They probably know something because one of their channels went scrambled.
And we could totally play up who we are and what we're doing. Like, we don't have to be 100% truthful. And we could also have a backup plan. Like, we do have a bomb, maybe, that we could use somewhere.
We have a thing that might be a bomb.
Well, especially like 20, we left the outer door open. So if we put that bomb on the inner door that they welded, I mean, welds don't matter when you're blowing everything apart. We could totally depressurize that whole part of the ship, which would make their life more miserable.
Unless they've already searched that whole section.
That's true.
I'm game to, if you want to talk and see if we can work out some kind of deal where... You know, we just want the ship and not whatever's in there, and we'd be willing to help. Let's give it a shot.
Do we know enough from their comms to maybe try to deduce who they're working for? Like, what company they are?
They call themselves Block Incorporated. We're Block Inc. I don't want to hear about failure. You know, that sort of scream.
Nice.
Can I do a check since we are connected to the network through the ship?
Mm-hmm.
See if we've heard anything?
Okay. You may do that. That's a regular...
Okay, I rolled a 12, and my skill is a, well, now I got a scroll, 17, so I made it,
okay.
Unless there are minuses.
There are no minuses in this. This is a basic, you know, like an internet check. You know, you're Googling these people effectively. You see them listed, and they have a web presence here in this system, probably with some sort of agent or agency of some kind. It's a little shady, maybe, but it often is. This sort of work often is. can hire them, and there's a list of skills, one of which is retrieval. These are the sorts of things they specialize in. Another and a Jillian Bancroft listed president of the company.
Would I know anything about her through bureaucracy?
It's very unlikely, but you may try. You may. I'll give you a roll. You can go, but it's very unlikely.
Did you write anything for the character?
For this particular character, no, but I know who hired her, and that's where you may know something about either her or this company.
I have a 12. I rolled a 9.
No, you never heard of her, this company. But that's not unusual. It's a big galaxy.
So who wants to do the talking?
We have a guy who's supposed to specialize in that.
Yeah, but the people who say they specialize in that never actually specialize in that. Just keep that in mind.
That's you.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You got on this team by convincing us you could talk to people.
But if your job is convincing people stuff, that seems right.
So do your job.
I let my guns do my talking.
So do we want to go at it where I think helping them search probably isn't the best idea, because that'll get them, anything's going to make them suspicious now that we took some pot shots at them. But maybe if we tell them that we just need or want the ship with them off of it, I don't know. What do you guys, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no desire to actually help them search, but aside from that, as long as they leave before the end of the 2 weeks, our interests do not have to conflict here.
Okay.
Do we want to be honest about who we are, or do we want to try to lie and maybe get more?
I don't think we have to say who we are at all. Just say that we are tasked with getting this ship ready for sale, and that we can give them a deadline of a day before ours to complete their business. Otherwise, we'll have to get heavy with them or whatever. I don't know, whatever you guys think of.
You know, why don't we make them an offer? They can't refuse.
Did you bring those pipes? All right, let's call Jillian.
Okay, that's not hard. Now that you've isolated the channel, you can break in at any point. Just to let you know, by the time you do that, one of the guys working in engineering claims that he has sealed one on the starboard side. So at least one of the other airlocks has now been welded. They don't have any interest in using those.
That's ominous.
Okay, so what do you say?
Hey, Jillian, how are you?
Who's this?
Wow, way to be creepy.
I wasn't like...
You could have just broken in and started heavy breathing. Who is this?
Hey, no need to get upset. I'm just having a polite conversation. We've been listening to your comms and wanted to approach you with just some information, possibly a way for us to both get what we need out of the situation.
Oh, you're the tough boys that came in the other day. What do you want?
Well, we're supposed to... We were hired to take the ship and get everybody off of it within a certain amount of time. Now, we understand from the intelligence that we've gathered by being here that... You're looking for something, and it seems as though as soon as you find that something, you're more than willing to leave the ship. And we just want to try to make it to where we can get what we need, and you can get what you need, and we can all walk away from this with everything we were all promised.
You're not getting a piece of this. You want any of this? You got to fight us for it. You come on in here, and you talk to me that way. I'll put a bullet in your head.
Whoa, a little feisty now, aren't we? I mean... Is that how you run business? Is that how you've been profitable?
Block Inc. has been making a profit since day one, and I do it on the blood of my enemies. Are you my enemy? Talk to me now.
I called you trying to set up a deal so we wouldn't have to be enemies.
We've got a little piece of business that we have to solve here. We've been working very hard, and you are not getting a piece of it.
If the piece that you're talking about is the thing you're looking for, I'm not interested in that. Not even a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's how you knew all about it.
I don't know all about it. I know enough about it to know that it's something that you haven't found yet.
Yeah, what do you know? What do you know? Talk to me. Tell me, what are you offering me? I got enough boys to cut down any amount of people. Who am I talking to anyway?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that right now. Because it doesn't put me in a good position. Why would I put myself out there for you? I'm trying to make a deal to get you what you want. I don't know why you're being so hostile towards me.
Oh, maybe because you want...
I mean, I can literally make a phone call and make this ship disappear. I've kept you covered.
Oh, is that if that's what you can do, then why don't you go ahead and do it?
Now, you don't want that, and I don't want that.
This is where we're working. That makes this my place of business. You come in and start shooting at my boys. Oh, that's not happening again. You are not coming near us.
I'm actually not talking about coming near you. We're wanting to give you the space for you to do your job.
Well, then go away.
Well, our contract says we can't do that. So we're kind of at an impasse.
I don't care about your contract. I have a contract, and I will fulfill it.
You don't seem to be doing very well at it currently.
Well, maybe because people keep coming in and bothering us.
She does have a point.
I have a man down. He's of no use to me now. He's been shot up really bad. Thanks for that. He wants to put some lead into you guys.
Well, he actually did. So let's keep it real. He did. And, you know, this neither one of us got out of this exchange unscathed. We're trying to keep that from happening.
What do you want? Put it on the line. What do you want?
I told you.
Because I am not giving you a piece of this job.
Like I said, don't want a piece of your job at all. But I do have to. I have a deadline. And I'm sure you have a deadline as well. I want to see if we can make it work to where we both meet our deadlines on time.
What's your deadline?
I go ahead and tell her that I don't know exactly what it is. Okay. At this point.
Yeah, well, it's at this point, it's about 13, not 13, it's about 11 days at this point. She's like, well, I got a full week beyond that. If this has been any indication, I'm going to need it. Look, we are really down to the wire here. I cannot be bothered with you people. You come in here again, I'm telling you, we're going to shoot you. We're going to kill every one of you.
I've told you more than one time, I'm not interested in coming on your ship. That's not a thing I want to do. All I want to do is make sure you can get what you do need, and I can get on there after you leave. That's it. That's all I want.
That's fine, because at the end of my deadline, if I haven't found what I'm after, that's it. My job is done. When we don't get paid, all right, can you begin to see how desperate this is?
Oh, I understand 100%.
Our company has been putting all the money up front for this. All right? We had a little bit of advance money to handle travel to the system, but that was it. The rest of this operation is entirely on us. We are going to be in a hole if we don't come through.
Hey, why don't you work out some way, see if she would allow us to help out? Because she could either accept our help and try to get things done, or she could have us fight against her. And that's just the hard fact of business.
Yeah, or at least just, I'll just say this. I'll ask her, I understand I run a business, you run a business, we talk to each other as business people. Look, I want you out because that helps me. It also helps you. Like, what can I do to help you get what you need so I can get what I need?
You can come up with what we're looking for. We're looking for a data block. It's about the size of my fist.
Is it something I would be familiar with?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody in this future is familiar with data blocks. They can come in anything ranging from even microscopic size all the way up to, well, not much bigger than a fist. A fist is a big one. That's a lot of data, or highly encrypted, sometimes military, or just really secure. Civilian data blocks can be very, very secure if you're willing to pay for a nice one.
They're space flash drives, Todd.
She's talking about...
Sweet.
It's something that holds beyond any, I mean, essentially storage is no problem for data storage sizes. It's just not an issue in this future. So this thing can either hold all the data, or maybe it's just got extra protection to it. Sometimes these things are armor coated and that makes them big, that sort of thing. So, but she told you what about the size of her fist, she says.
Well, I can understand why you're having problems, because it's a big old ship and that's a little thing you're looking for, but I don't know how I can help you come up with it, especially since we've already said you don't want us on the ship. And I understand that, and I can live with that. But if there's a way for me to help you find this, I'm willing to do it.
I just rolled a die. Let me look at it. She thinks about it and thinks about it and thinks about it and says, all right, well, you don't come on board this ship. We're agreed, right?
I think that's an agreement we can both come to.
The one place we have not looked yet is outside. We were told early on that that was very unlikely that this thing was secreted outside. It was thought that this person probably didn't have an opportunity to do that without drawing attention. We were told not to bother with that, but we haven't looked out there. You're outside, you look outside. If you see something, you let us know, we'll go get it, and then we'll leave. If you take it, we will hunt you down. I am not joking about this.
Is this something that we're going to have to, like, have a hard suit to do, or is this something that we could just do from the boat?
Depends on how close you want to fly with this boat.
Hey, Bryn, how you feel about skimming this thing?
How good's your piloting skills there, Bryn?
I'm willing to take a shot, but I'm thinking that since we have a couple, that we go back and we get some real suits. I don't know how much real suits are.
They might be expensive.
Is that something that they would have on board the ship?
You have emergency suits here.
I'm thinking it might be, maybe ask and see if they have any, and maybe they'll put it in the airlock and shoot it out for us or something. I don't know.
You didn't see any. The airlock you were in was all torn apart. There probably was a space for them there, but there weren't any in that one airlock.
So on this spaceboat, how good are the scanners?
They won't be able to find something like that stuck on the side of, you know, basically it's a metal block in the side of a metal ship. You're probably not going to be able to scan for something like that. There are too many protrusions and, you know, corners and this and that. You would never be able to find that with the scanners on this ship without very specialized equipment. Very unlikely with the scanners on their own. Visually, possibly.
So what do you think, guys? Swing around the outside, see if we can see it, and if we have to, go out in the soft suits and see, you know, confirm it, and then tell them where it's at.
Seems reasonable to me.
So how good are the computers on the ship? Because I'm thinking that
they're good.
Even today, computers can scan something and indicate, it may not be able to tell what it is, but indicate if we put in, okay, I'm looking for something of this parameters and put it into code. If there's anything that remotely looks like that it will just trigger and highlight it and we can take a look at it. It's not going to be as cool as having a sensor to find an exact thing, but it could do a shape and size match for something. Possible or not possible?
In theory, it's one of those in theory, but practically, from a practical standpoint, you would have to write this software, you have to debug it, you would have to test it, and then you would have to try to apply it, see if that works, make any of your adjustments, et cetera, et cetera. And all of that would depend on knowing exactly what you're looking for and what the parameters are. She told you you're looking for a piece of metal the size of your fist on a ship that is 92 meters in length, 30 meters in width, 35 meters in height. I would say from a practical standpoint, you're not going to be able to do it with the equipment you've got and the skill level you're at. But you can give it a shot, and I will give you a die roll. Roll an amazing number. It may change everything. If you wish to spend, spend about two hours.
I would see if she would be willing to give an accurate description so that we could try to do a search using the limited scanners.
Yeah, I was going to ask for it when we, like, if she had specifics on exact size and shape, that way we could use that as parameters.
Do this. It's agreeable at this stage. She gives you a model number, not a model number, but like if I were going to say a particular style of thumb drive, then you can look it up on eBay or something like that to see what this thing looks like. She gives you the name of this type of thing because that's what she was told. And because you are plugged into the network, you are able to do enough research to get this. This
okay.
Will require a die roll. It will take a little time.
Next time, the player characters have a job to do just so they can do their job. Will the tentative ceasefire hold? See you then.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.